KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. To convey what their characters are feeling, actors use their faces, voices, and bodies. But the new Pixar film, Inside Out, takes a more direct approach. This astonishing animated feature uses the feelings themselves as comic characters in the tale of an 11-year-old girl named Riley. She's in the process of moving with her parents from the sweet security of her childhood home in Minnesota to an unknowable fate in San Francisco, and the move is the start of an emotional upheaval. From one moment to the next, five conflicting emotions, joy, sadness, anger, fear, and disgust, do what they can to dominate Riley's inner life. As the action played out, my own feelings ranged from sheer delight to wonder tinged with awe at the film's ability to turn an abstract concept, the contending forces of our psyches, into a spectacle that's as funny, stirring, unpredictable, exciting, and riotously beautiful as it is profound. The most persistent emotion is joy, a bright-faced, blue-haired sprite voiced by Amy Poehler. She's the one we're rooting for to prevail, and there's every reason to think she will, even though sadness tries to play a significant role. Roly-poly and blue all over, with a sweetly mournful voice, she looks like a hippie in search of a commune. The level of invention is so high and the density of detail is so great that it's impossible to absorb everything in a single viewing. So much is going on at a breakneck pace that it takes a while before you start wondering why Riley has been equipped with only five emotions, and why fear, disgust, and even anger end up playing a trio of second fiddles to joy and sadness. The answer to the first question is clearly the need for narrative simplicity. Writing a strong part for, say, apathy or doubt might be a challenge. The second question answers itself with the fundamental nature of the conflict between joy and sadness, and with the stroke of Pixar genius that resolves it. Joy is not the only goal of a good life, the film shows us. A good life must be a full life which is open to sadness, an emotion that resonates with such other notes in the symphony of Riley's feelings as nostalgia, melancholy, and a sense of loss. Inside Out shows kids and their elders a lot about the human condition without ever turning serious or seeming to teach. Along with the festive chaos and the droll comedy, there's the startling example of the heroine and her elders constantly buffeted by the conflict of unreported cortical wars. That raises further questions about the nature of free will and who or exactly what is in charge of our heads, hearts, and souls. You don't have to go there, though. Just go see the film. It's the best one I've seen for a very long time. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.